So let's go on to part five. This is page 24 on my version, Elements of the Infinite Self. So last week we talked about chakras in the concluding passages, the geometry, a little bit about the relationships between chakras, like 1 and 7, 2 and 6, 3 and 5. Or 2 and 6 as a particularly important one. We talked about the negative and positive patterns. This is the end of page 23. And, you know, the crystallization of 4th and 5th centers. So all these things basically are the result of work in consciousness. Being aware of where our blockages are, what they are, bringing love and acceptance and understanding to them, that love and acceptance and understanding is development of 4th and 5th centers. That is itself healing and leads to clearance, greater clearance in the lower three, or the lower two, 2nd, 3rd. So another perspective on this is how that particular work, those elements of our self, are a part of a greater, our greater being, which is, of course, completely misunderstood or not acknowledged by most humans and religions. Even Hinduism, which talks about Atman, or higher self, you know, doesn't necessarily consider it so deeply, or most followers don't. Those who follow the great yogis, you know, like Nityananda or Ramana Maharshi or Nisargadatta or Muktananda or Yogananda, you know, this whole line, they understand, but the general Hinduism doesn't even understand higher self. So Ra talks about higher self a lot. And it gives it, again, you know, a particular perspective. So let's go with the first section, part five, higher self and the mind-body-spirit complex totality. So Don asks, please define the mind-body-spirit complex totality. Okay. Ra says, there is a dimension, which is 7, in which time does not have sway. In this dimension, the mind-body-spirit in its eternal dance of the present may be seen in its totality, and before the soul or the entity joins with its own social memory complex and is finally absorbed into the allness of the one creator through its own learning, this is the end of evolution in 8th density of the octave, the entity may know itself in its totality. This is sort of the last station of individuality, the last point in the train of the train journey of experience of separated selfhood. Ra continues, this mind-body-spirit complex totality functions as a resource for the higher self. The higher self in 6th density is a resource you, meaning us, can use to understand the distillations of 3D experience and also program further life experience. This set of relationships continues in 4th, 5th, and 6th densities as the mind-body-spirit complex totality comes into consciousness in the course of 7th density. So higher self is late 6D. The mind-body-spirit complex totality is a 7th density field of energy consciousness or awareness, even, perhaps beyond consciousness, actually. And it's a resource for higher self. So the higher self of the higher self is its 7D being, or 7D all-knowing awareness. And there's a complete absorption into from the mind-body-spirit complex, which is us in 3D, and higher self, and the totality complex in 7. That whole thing ultimately fuses in awareness and joins the allness of the creator, the logos, in the ascension out of the octave. And in the Baylis Bailey material, which you know, has its own New World Order line or elements, but despite that, there's some really important stuff there. There's some little comment that the entirety of the seven dimensions of our experience now is considered the cosmic physical plane. So the lowest plane in that system is the first, which is physical. Then there's astral, then there's mental, then there's buddhic, and so on for 1 through 7. It's a little different than this scene, but their notion is that the whole of the seven is the first of the cosmic seven. So the cosmic seven starts in 8. That 8 density is ultimately a fusion of 1 through 7. So, I mean, it's related to the idea that, you know, you have 7 densities, but it's called an octave. Why? Why is it not called a sevenfold rather than an eightfold? Because the 8th is sort of the summation of the 7. Like the 7th chakra has the summation violet field. So anyway, and there's some notion that real life out of the illusion begins in 8th density. So everything is just a preparation for 8. So, you know, you really start living when you become an avatar or a Buddha. And the 1 through 7 is all kind of vibrational illusion, because it's a cosmic physical. Anyway, be that as it may, this threefold selfhood is the point. Body, mind, spirit complex, higher self, late 60, and then the totality complex, or 7. So Don asks, does each entity have an individual mind, body, spirit complex totality, or do a number of entities share the same mind, body, spirit complex totality? Ra says, well, both of these statements are correct in different time-space conditions. Each soul, each being has its own totality being, and when planetary groups achieve the level of social memory complex, the totality of this union of entities also has its own oversoul and social memory complex totality as a resource. So that's kind of the creation of the collective mind at its highest level. As always, the sum of the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, spiritually speaking, so that the oversoul of a social memory complex is not merely the sum of the oversouls of its members, which is the oversoul, I think they mean the higher self, but instead it's created by a type of spiritual doubling, which greatly compounds the power. That's the law of squares, which is consistent seeking of light has a compounding effect, which is actually what's happening in meditation. When you sit in meditation in Buddhist style and just watch the breath, each moment of pure watching, which is detachment, which is non-grasping, which is free from desire and aversion, right? Free from getting or wanting or taking, and free from hating and rejecting. Just watching, just being with it. That evokes the law of squares too, and leads to steady expansion of awareness, so that doing that for 5 minutes, you're in a much greater state of awareness than doing that for one minute. And so it's quite potent. Okay, so social memory complexes then create their own totality complex, which is interesting, you know. So it's a being and not a being. It's basically a condition of knowing. And it has just the faintest individuality or selfhood. But lots of people or souls together creating a social memory complex is more than just a collective mind, but it creates a collective oversoul, which is very interesting. So, life of higher self. Does this higher self have some type of vehicle, like our physical body? Ra says, this is correct. That's right. The higher self is of a certain advancement within sixth density, going into seventh. After 70 has been well entered, it becomes so totally a mind-body-spirit complex totality that it begins to gather spiritual mass and approach the octave density. And this is a phrase I use a lot. Thus, the looking backwards is finished at that point, meaning no more wandering from 70. No, there are no 70 wanderers, as far as I can tell. So when people say, oh, I'm from Arcturus and I'm from the 13th dimension, I just smile and say, sure you are. It happens sometimes. So the next question from Don is, does higher self break down into numerous units to have different types of life experience at the same time and then oversee these experiences? This is how it's portrayed in the Seth material, that the higher self is basically kind of like the manager or the experiencer of all these different personalities simultaneously. And I think it's basically so. The challenge is our understanding of time and what's true simultaneity. So Ra says, we cannot say that your statement is either correct or incorrect. Again, due to the confusions of what you call time. True simultaneity is available only when all things are truly seen to be occurring at once. And so he says that the concept of various parts of higher self living various experiences simultaneously is not precisely accurate due to your understanding that this is an example of true simultaneity, which it isn't. Meaning there are no various parts and there are no various experiences. There's one higher self having one experience simultaneously. Not even simultaneously. You see, simultaneity is a concept assuming that there are two different things happening and that time is linear. Now, if there's no time and there are no parts, then there's no separation. Then there's one pastiche. Pastiche. Sort of like bouillabaisse. Pastiche. There's one landscape where lots and lots of things are happening, but that's one thing happening. All things happening is one thing happening. And all the parts are not parts. They're one being in motion. All vibration is one vibration. All action everywhere is one being moving, or even not moving, actually. So that's true simultaneity. There are not two things happening at the same time. There's one life happening now. Period. That's about as close as I can get in words to what I think they mean. So that's why in the Seth material, S-E-T-H, Seth, Seth sort of says there's no reincarnation. Well, sure, from the level of higher self, from, you know, a true experience of true simultaneity, there's one being having one life now. Which also means, interestingly, that every moment of every so-called past life is happening right now, too. Now, you know, to experience all that, you really got to be sixth or seventh density. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, your body will burst. Or, you know, the 3D form and circuitry can't handle such a near infinite intensity and range of experience. So again, you can't really put unity or infinity into words. And the experience of higher self is near infinity, or it's fusion, like the sexual practice of sixth density beings is fusion. The state of being of higher self is fusion. That fusion is not yet fully out of a sense of separation. And in Buddhism, the formless realms are not the top of the ladder or not the end of the game. It's basically the counterpoint to form. So unity is the counterpoint to duality, or experience of self is the counterpoint to experience of oneness. When oneness goes further, then it becomes infinite awareness beyond consciousness, beyond a self or an entity experiencing. But, you know, like Buber, Martin Buber said something like, the eye with which I see God is the eye with which God sees me. You know, I and thou. The seer is known as the seen. And actually, there's a Hindu phrase, something like, when the knower, K-N-O-W-E-R, when the knower and the known and the means to knowledge are one, then there is Brahman. Hmm. They're always kind of dramatic.
Yeah.
So there is Brahman, which means the one infinite logos. In the experience, when the knower, the known, and the means to knowing are all unified as one single experience. And I actually have had some experience like that when I actually could feel through meditation, I could actually experience that the seen is the seer, meaning what I'm experiencing is me. Not that I'm that, but it's me, which is a little bit different, actually. There's the sense that the outside is looking in, or the outside is the inside looking itself. And not that the inside is looking at the outside and, oh, yeah, that's me too. I am another you. But the all is me. The real self is the all, not the one looking out. Anyway, that's, you know, 6th, 7th chakra experience. So that's true simultaneity. And, you know, to say that we're all parts of God and we're all children of God and everything's interrelated, it's as true, but it's not the view of unity. It's not the view of higher self or true simultaneity. So we go further. The case is from universe to universe, which I think means octave to octave, and higher self can, meaning that there are differences in terms of what the higher self experiences, right? It doesn't quite break down into units, but it may, or I would imagine generally does, experience itself as different incarnations. higher self can program parallel existences if it needs to, which also gives us the sense that it doesn't need to, or doesn't always do. Using information available from the mind-body-spirit complex totality, right, 7D teacher, regarding various probability lines at any point in its evolution. And so, I don't know if you guys are getting all this, but I'll go a little bit further and then we'll go to questions. Don asks, could you give an example of how higher self programs parallel experiences? Ross says, perhaps the simplest example of this apparent simultaneity of existence, of two selves, which are in truth actually one self at the same time-space. He didn't say space-time. One self actually at the same time-space is what we've been considering. From your perspective, higher self seems to exist simultaneously with the mind-body-spirit which it aids. All of that is a dualistic perception. However, from 3D perspective, this is not actually simultaneous, for higher self is moving towards the soul as it is needed from a point of development which could be considered to be your future. Okay, so Ra is not so easily understood here. And trying to explain unity with our dualistic terms while at the same time breaking them down. So, we all can get a sense of apparent simultaneity or true simultaneity, right? Okay. higher self has its own life now. I have my own life now. It's happening at the same time. I'm a part of it. It's my bigger being. That's sort of true simultaneity, but it's actually not. The point is to think that to use the term simultaneity means two things at the same time. But there's no time. There's only one life. So if there's no time, then there isn't any simultaneity. And so that's why Ra says it's apparent simultaneity. It's apparent, meaning it appears. This is a word used in Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, a lot, also, appearance. You know, nirvana and samsara appear, birth, aging, sickness and death appears, but actually it isn't substantial. Appearance and reality are not the same. It's relative truth based on our distorted perception rather than absolute truth based on enlightened being. So, okay, just a moment, Will. Let me just unpack this paragraph and then we'll go to the question. So, Ra is answering the question about higher self programming parallel experiences by saying, first of all, the experience of us and a higher self is itself apparent simultaneity of two selves, is itself a sense of two things happening at the same time. But in truth, it's really one self at the same time-space. So for us, 3D view, higher self seems, again, appears to exist at the same time with us, which we're aiding. However, from our view again, it's also not really simultaneous because the higher self comes to us from what we could call our future. Now, I never think of higher self as my future self because that's where I'm from. But neither do you have to because, you know, there is no future. There's just now. Higher self is now. You are now. Higher self is you. You are higher self. But you don't know it. I don't either, fully. So, the word simultaneous is a problem. But it's the best word we have to explain what appears to be two having experience at in synchrony. So in truth, it's actually one self at the same time and space. So let's go further. Is the higher self of every entity of a sixth density nature? Ra says, yes, this is correct. It is an honor duty of self to self as one approaches seventh density. Now, what that means is you sit and do meditation or you evolve over billions of years with your planet and you go into sixth density, you become a higher self or that level. as an honor and a duty, that being then acts as or becomes itself a higher self to itself, to a mind-body-spirit complex, which is itself in a lower density. And that's the honor or the gift of self to self, self to creator, as one moves into seven where naught may be said, which is a Bailey phrase. So we should also note that each entity has several beings upon which it may call for inner support. Any of these may be thought of as being the mind-body-spirit complex totality, but it is not the case. So normally you don't need to be in touch with your teacher's teacher. It's pretty good enough if you can stay in touch with your own teacher. So mind-body-spirit complex totality is a nebulous collection of all that may occur, held in understanding. So this is, you know, very subtle also. It's, Ra said, it's like the shifting sands at one point, a nebulous collection. So it's not really a guy, you know, in the same way that higher self is, or a person. It's the personhood ends with higher self. It's basically all that may be held in or encompassed in a quality of understanding consciousness. It itself is not consciousness. It's beyond consciousness, I believe, as seventh chakra is beyond consciousness. And if you read certain Hindu teachers, they'll also say that, Nityananda talked about it, that consciousness is dualistic. I'm conscious of this, there is consciousness of this or that. What consciousness empties into or leads to when fully liberated is pure awareness. Buddhism also, as I've said before, the Buddha said even consciousness is born of ignorance. So both of them, Nityananda and the Buddha, who I think are on par, actually, say consciousness is an artifact of ignorance and dualistic misperception, and ends as a experience when there's liberation, seventh density, really, which both of those guys were, I believe. So, Rama says, on the other hand, higher self is a projection or manifestation of this totality being. It's a projection in the, or manifestation in the same way that we are a projection manifestation of higher self. And higher self may communicate with its own mind, body, spirit, meaning us, during the disincarnate part of a cycle of rebirth, meaning after death. There is no death, of course. Put death in quotations. There is no death. That should be well appreciated by all of us. Or higher self may communicate with the mind-body-spirit complex during the physical incarnation, which is what you were talking about, Renee. Such communication is possible if the proper pathways or channels through the roots of mind have been opened. And further, in relation to what you're asking, Renee, are these channels opened by meditation and intense spiritual polarization? This is partially correct. Intense polarization, spiritual seeking and service, actually, does not necessarily develop the will or need to contact higher self. Okay? Each soul's path of life experience is unique. However, given the strong spiritual polarization, the will is greatly enhanced and vice versa. So, development of will can strengthen polarization. Strengthening polarization, or the desire for light, love light, that itself strengthens will. That itself does not necessarily, inevitably always lead to the greater desire to contact higher self. I often don't think about contacting higher self because I don't have so many questions, or I'm not in a crisis at the moment. So, and I feel comfortable enough helping people with whatever, you know, ability I have now, or whatever awareness or knowing comes through now. So what's necessary is will, basically. Will. So, Renee, you need the will to contact higher self more strongly if you really want. And that means, you know, truly, deeply seeking again and again and again and again that contact from a place of love and pure intention. Why? Why do you want to contact higher self? What's the problem? What do you need? Self-understanding or self-inquiry that way is important. So, final question, page 25, Don asks, does my higher self then operate from what I might consider to be my future? From your standpoint in 3D space-time, it's correct. I don't ever use this term, but some people like it, so we can say it's your future self. So, but, in terms of timing dynamics, it's relevant. In that case, Don asks, my higher self would have a great advantage in knowing what I need, since it would know what was going to happen in the future. Is it correct? No, it's incorrect. In that, this knowing of your future would be an abrogation of your free will, right? Prime directive, so they don't infringe. Higher self is aware So it's an interesting thing. Ra didn't really say that it doesn't know, but it says that it doesn't speak what it knows. I believe that the higher self knows, but basically partitions away its knowing. It's like doublespeak. I think the higher self knows. If it doesn't know, I'd be surprised. I think that it just sort of, it likes a good game, and it doesn't want to infringe. So it doesn't dwell in that knowing. In that, okay, so, knowing your future, or basically, I think what really Ra is saying is not exactly knowing your future, so maybe I wrote it incorrectly, or the bracket there. What I think is that higher self doesn't talk about what's going to happen in the future. It would be an abrogation of your free will. So what is higher self knowing? All right. Higher self is aware of the lessons learned through 6D. The progress rate, this is a very technical term, the progress rate of souls going into 6D is fairly well understood. Not totally, but fairly. But the choices which must be made to achieve higher self are the full responsibility of you yourself. Thus, higher self is like a map in which the destination is known. The roads are very well known, indeed. These roads being designed by intelligent infinity, working through intelligent energy. However, higher self can program only for certain lessons and predisposing limitations, if it wishes. The remainder of one's life experience is completely the free choice of each entity. In this, there's a perfect balance between the known and the unknown. It's very nice teaching here, I think. So, our choices are our full responsibility. The future is known, but it's not known. The higher self is a map. The higher self knows itself, knows its path to itself, and knows where we are on the path. Higher self programs for lessons and predisposing limitations. It doesn't have to, but I think in our case, or 3D, it normally does. This is an important phrase. Higher self programs only for certain lessons and predisposing limitations. Now, the lessons may be learned without limitation, but limitations are generally considered most efficient for learning lessons. So, you know, no pain, no gain, so they say. I don't think it has to be that way. Higher dimensional programming is not the same as 3D space-time programming. But, you know, higher self is the one that, or the level of our being at which all that limits us can be known. Why? All that we need to learn or seek to learn or hope to learn is known. All of it. So that's nice. You want to know why you have this condition? Ask yourself. You want to know what the lesson behind it is? Ask yourself. It's all there. Why am I with these people? Why am I with no people? Why am I in such a disharmonious environment? Why am I, going from country to country, like me? why, you know? All that is great stuff. You know, if you want to make peace with the life in front of you, or me, or us, ask why. What's the point? And it's all known, and thus knowable. As to the future, that actually is knowable too. But you can only get to that point when you really completely are detached from caring. Meaning, a great master knows the future, but he's got no sense of self to protect. You know, he has become one with the all, or the awareness coming through that one is the awareness of the all, and thus no fear and no attachment to outcome, of course. All right, that's the main line teaching on higher self that we'll start with. And higher self, meaning complex totality, the totality. So we went through pages 24 and 25, and we'll go into the next section. which would be higher self and programmed catalyst, which is lovely, page 26. And maybe we'll finish the section on higher self. I'm not sure. There's a long section called the human subtle bodies, which is very kind of beyond me, but the seven bodies and the seven rays, we'll get into that somewhat next week. Thank you for being here. I'm glad you could make it, Billy and Francesca and Renee and Ro. I like your questions. If you have anything, you know, over the week, let me know, or contact Renee or each other. So I'll leave the Skype window open. I'll close the call now. And thank you again. I appreciate everybody being here very much. See you later. Take care. Good night.